Hello and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy and I'm going to be your host today. And joining me today is Valerie.
Hi.
I have initiated you to shrink number... No, you're not a shrink. I'm sorry. Well, you kind of are for me. You are. You're wrap number five.
How many wraps do we have on this show?
Okay, so we have five wraps now. We are growing.
All right.
And then we have three shrinks.
Okay.
Because our... And by the way, if you don't have a shrink in life anymore, it's so popular to have a shrink, a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. When we were younger, it was taboo to have a licensed therapist. Now, having a shrink is... I don't know. I think it's odd not to have one, but we have three, so we're good. We have three right now. And anyway, but thank you and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy and I am your host, and Valerie will be joining me today and filling in also for Trish, who is in Greece. She's over in
Ooh la la.
She is, and Peggy's out working, and but she's going to be calling into the show today, our shrink number one.
And Trish, if you're listening to this, when you guys come back in 2 weeks, we want stories.
We want stories, that's right. And Trish is our nonprofit host, so we always, she gives us all the nonprofit events that are going around. So the purpose of our show is to lift your spirits by being your friend.
Yeah. That's yourself for the episode.
Oh, what's that?
That was...
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I get it.
So for those of you just tuning in, this is a running joke I have with Tracy. Every time she goes either so or before we begin, she will get her mic turned off temporarily.
That's right. Thank you. So and I need what, that.
Yeah, I know, but that's why, for anybody listening, if you hear it go blank, it's a running joke with me and Tracy. Don't panic. Don't adjust your audio settings. That's just me helping Tracy out. Yeah. That's all.
So I'm learning a lot of flaws about myself. You listen to yourself, you're like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
It happens to everybody. I got them too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this show is actually, it's getting by in life, and we want to be your friend. The Shrink and Wrap Show, the wraps are us. We want to be your friend. We want to lift your spirits. You matter, and no one should really be alone in life. And we have our shrinks who are licensed therapists, so combined with the friendship point of view. And a lot of times when we go to lunch, we have a table talk topics and as a friend, and then we now have licensed therapists, and then what we do is we tie in songs to use as therapy to get us all through this thing that I call Prince calls life. Remember the song?
Yeah.
So anyway, with Prince. So Valerie, you were on our show last week, and I want to thank you so much for coming on. And we're going to talk a little bit about last week's topics. But before we do, I just want everyone to know this is a show that is based on suggestions and opinions only. So it's, again, suggestions and opinions. But hopefully it can unlock some unanswered questions you might have about any topic. And I also want to remind you, too, to download the Shazam app. It's Shazam, because when you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio, the lyrics of the song, it's almost as if we're having the artist here, because those lyrics have meaning to our topic, especially today. So please download the Shazam app. You can download that. Do you have that app yet?
Yes, it's great.
Isn't it great? Because you can listen to an old song when you're a kid or something that reminds you, or, you know, so anyway, and it's free. Yep. It's super simple. So I'm not going to say, Matt, we're going to have a Loosen Up song. And before I start, I want to know, you're familiar with Coldplay?
I thought you were talking to her. Yes, I'm very familiar with Coldplay.
And I don't know how many listeners out there are familiar with Coldplay, but he's great. But I want to ask you, Valerie, trivia question, and or Matt, what does Viva La Vida mean?
I know the song, I just don't know the meaning behind it.
We sing it, and isn't that funny? We don't even know what that means. But yeah. Viva La Vida is long live life.
All right.
So let's hear it from Coldplay. I never knew what that word. It could have said something mean, but now I know what it means. It's good. Let's play it. I need a Loosen Up song.
Hold on. We've bounced around with a couple of different songs here, so hold on.
Coldplay.
Yeah, I know. You're changing the title up on me. Hang on. Hang on.
No, it's...
Yeah, hang on. This is what
happens. Viva La Vida.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting to it. Hold on. All right. Now, Coldplay.
All right. Here we go.
I used to own.
was training me in here as DJ 101, and I thought I was supposed to type something on there, but he was really telling me Peggy was on the air. Okay, so anyway, just inside joke here, but so the Loosen Up song today was by Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Now you know it means long live life. And Peggy's on the line, but I want to review real quick what we had last week, what we talked about. But before, your husband came on last week on the show, and do you know that he was the first male on the show?
Oh, wow.
Yes, so I was really, and you know, I felt so, of course, Matt's on the on our show as well, but I love to have men on the show. But being that this is just so new to me, I need topics I can really relate to, you know, so it's easy to talk about.
Yeah.
So men matter to us on this show.
Yeah.
And your husband, he did a great job about talking about tennis last week. And I just want to give you a quick trivia, another trivia. Do you hear all the crickets right now outside? Matt, do you hear all the crickets?
I was wondering what that small noise was outside when y'all got here.
Oh, it's not small, but I feel like in September you start hearing crickets. So
yeah.
Do you know anything about those crickets?
No.
Okay. I don't know why I feel smart when I say this, but it's all male. They're all male. The ones that chirp are all male.
What do they want?
See, they matter. They want the women. They're singing to the girls.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. They're singing to the girls. Google it. I'm not kidding. That is a fact.
Wow.
All the crickets that you hear chirping are men, are males.
Wow.
Just FYI.
That's what happens. You got to tune into the Shrinking Rap Show. You learn something new every show.
That's right. But men matter on my show, and everybody matters. So now that we know that all chirping crickets are males, Valerie, you came on. We talked about addiction.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on it a little bit, and I did not feel like it was enough time to cover that topic. I'm passionate about it. Our children matter, and we need to do something about it. When you look at the statistics, and really not sure that, you know, I like what Carolina, she came on last week and did a fabulous job talking about addiction. Did you not learn? And you also shared about the addiction, the drug that we can take for alcohol, and she really focused on, she said what we really need to focus on is, I was trying to convey, but she said it right the way I want it, focus on the prevention.
Yes.
And knowing the statistics of when addiction starts, and knowing that 12-year-olds start drinking, you know, and which is sixth grade, by the way, and the longer they go, then they don't know that it's genetic, then it becomes a genetic thing. It just becomes a vicious cycle. But really, our numbers should be going down. So I think it's great we're talking about treatment programs, but really, I'm really hoping today's show will get to preventative treatment, you know, so this doesn't happen. Those numbers should be dipping. So before, I didn't say it, I know you think I did, but Peggy's on the line, but can we listen to a song? In fact, I think they're going to be in town here by, who is it? Who's in town this week? The Black Crowes. I think they're here with Aerosmith.
They are. They're supposed to be playing with Aerosmith at Emily Arena on Aerosmith's Peace Out Tour in the next couple of weeks.
I think it's supposed to be here.
No. 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
October 11th at Amelie.
Okay, which is ironic that this is all because we know that Aerosmith had an addiction as well. But this song is by the Black Crowes, and they're going to be opening up, and she talks to angels. Let's hear a little bit about this and bring Peggy on.
Let's do it. Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. We'll be right back.
shades down tight. Yeah, she gives a smile when the pain comes.
After she talks to angels. Better talk to angels.
Ain't gonna make everything alright.
Okay, so that's the Black Crowes, and they're talking about addiction, and Peggy, is Peggy on the phone?
Yeah, she's on the phone. Hi, guys.
Hi, Peggy, how you doing? Thank you for joining us today, and I know that you have a meeting today, and I want to thank you for being here, and I just want to segue from these questions. Last week, we learned that alcohol is the number one type of addiction. The number one, and today you're going to talk about this. So can you tell us what is meant by responsible drinking?
Okay, but first I have to tell you that Viva La Vida was my ringtone for several years.
No way!
Believe it or not.
See, right. I knew we bonded. So, I knew it.
Yeah, you knew it.
I love it.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, when we talk about today, you know, addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot involved in that. You know, uh-huh. There's drugs, there's alcohol, there's gambling, there's sex. Soon there's going to be internet, you know, and media addiction. Not, again, a diagnosis as of yet. Mm-hmm. But today I want to just talk about alcohol, mm-hmm. okay? Because, as you just stated, that statistic, and you know how I love statistics.
I learned it from you.
First of all, let's talk about what a drink is before we get to responsible drinking. And I'll be really quick because I know how time is flies by them with this show. So what, just for the listener's knowledge, one drink equals 12 ounces or a can or a bottle of beer. Mm-hmm. One drink, I bet you didn't know this, mm-hmm. equals 5 ounces of a glass of wine or, you know, a wine cooler, wine spritzer, one cocktail, mm-hmm. and or one shot of hard liquor. So imagine that. Mm. So responsible drinking, again, this isn't according to me, this is according to the National Institute of Diseases and Addictions. Mm-hmm. And if you're, what's recommended, guys, is if you're a healthy man up to the age of 65, you should have no more or limit yourself to 4 drinks a day. And I just told you what a drink consisted of, right?
Yeah.
And no more than 14 drinks a week. So, you know, do what you want with that. Mm. Healthy women up to age 65, well, no more than 3 drinks a day. And listen to this one, no more than 7 drinks a week. Okay, that's, again, according to, not my statistics, but the National Institute on Diseases of Addiction.
Right.
So when do we start to think we might be drinking too much,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's responsible drinking, what I just addressed with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you think it might be a problem? How do we know when we have a drinking problem, right? Because denial is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean denial like, no, I didn't do it. I mean the coping mechanism, the defense mechanism of denial, where you really feel that this is not an issue, that you can handle it. Okay. Well, what do you think, Tracy? What would you think would be a sign of possibly thinking you have a drinking problem? Let me throw that out to you.
I think when I have a problem, then I just want to go right to the bottle, basically. If I have something bothering me, then I might just go have a drink. I don't know. I mean, I drink maybe 1 drink a week, if that. But I think, I don't know. I would think if I had, if I'm going to it for just by myself, basically.
I would feel like it also could be if you have a craving, like if you have an addiction to sugar and then you crave it, I would think it would be the same with alcohol. You feel like you have to have it.
Well, all right, let's break that down, okay? So there are times, right, mm-hmm. when you drink more or longer than you actually planned. We have friends that do that. Tracy and I have friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've not been able to cut down. You may have an awareness that you drink too much, but you want to cut down, but you're not able to. So you want to stop, but you can't. Very important. Okay? So that's what you talked about when you said craving.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a lot of time drinking, maybe being sick from drinking, getting over the effects of drinking too much. It's just happening a little bit too frequently than it needs to. We all have had hangovers. we all have had episodes where we drank a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. But if it's more than, if it's impacting your daily life, let's put it that way. If it's impacting your life in any way in your responsibilities, you may have a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay? Also, it can impact our expectations. You know, what we're supposed to do at work, what we're supposed to do at home. If you're in school, maybe, you know, homework. It impacts that. And then you continue to drink, even though alcohol causes problems with your family or your friends. So relationships come into play here. Mm-hmm. And when people, you know, love you and they say, hey, let's talk about your drinking. Of course, when denial will be the first response. But then you aware that you have these problems with, you know, social problems with people. But you still don't do anything about it, you know? So I think it's important that if drinking leads you to situations that people have talked to you about this, then you may want to think a little bit harder about how much of this is something out of your control. Keep in mind, we want to be able to drink where we have control over it, where the alcohol doesn't have control over us. Right? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I think that's a very powerful statement, because it would. I don't like anything to have control over me. And I'm a sugarholic. I'm a pastaholic. I'm a shopaholic. I mean, I have my issues, and I had to cut back on sugar. So it's the same type of. You could be caffeine, but Peggy, I guess my question is to you, and that's all great information. Is really statistically, genetically. 40 to 60% of it is genetic, right? And there's a pretty big percentage of kids that start, 13%, I think, at the age of 12, and then we go into high school. So if you're like one, if you're 40 in that 47% of people under 18, kids under 18, and they've hit it, it's too late. What is your answer to that for our children?
Well, I don't think it's ever too late.
No, you're
correct
either.
When you say there's a predisposition for this genetically.
Yeah. Right.
It's never too late.
Right.
I mean, you know, like I said,
alcohol
knows no boundaries mm-hmm. in terms of ages, and there is a high population of children, and not just alcohol, but you know what's out there now, all kinds of substances. But here's the thing: what's most important is if you're concerned, your parents are concerned. People around you are concerned, then you need to kind of just get an assessment. Be honest. Talk to a provider. Another thing I wanted to mention when I started to say mental health provider, you know, you could have a mental health issue, excessive anxiety or depression, and that's what we call, you know, a dual diagnosis, where a lot of people will use alcohol and substances to mask their anxiety or their depression or their mental health. Their mental health issues. But going back to what I said before,
I like
and then I'll shut up.
No, I like the term mask,
right.
too, because they're masking their problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So talk to a mental health provider, talk to a substance abuse provider, call the SAMHSA, Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Hotline. You know, I can give you that number. I'll give it to you now. 800-662-HELP, H-E-L-P. And they can refer you to whatever needs, whatever concern you have locally. And I think it's important that you do yourself that, you know, get out of the denial mode and just try to get an assessment from a professional. And during that assessment, be honest, because we can't read minds. We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't quite read minds yet. So you have to be upfront with those assessments. And I'm going to end with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
get help.
Can you repeat that hotline number again one more time for our listeners out there?
800-662-HELP, 4357.
Thank you, Peggy. And if you listen to our segment, I'm actually going to have the lead singer from Blue October. He's got a story that just kind of, you know, hopefully will inspire people. So when I get to that song, I hope you listen to our show when you get a chance. Thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it, and I miss having you here. Have a great day. And we'll see. Bunko was fun last night, by the way.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So thank you. So speaking of what Peggy was talking about, Valerie, last week you had talked about there's a drug out there. And again, this is suggestions and opinions. She worked for a treatment center for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I were talking about, just table talking, about the statistics in kids, I reached out. I have a friend of mine that had lost, sadly, her son. and I reached out to her because she works with this program. So we are grateful to have another representative with this program that's coming on, and her name is Len. Len, are you with us?
No.
Oh, she's not with us? Oh, I got to have Len.
All right, hang on.
Okay, so Len's on, and so, you know...
That was something I mentioned last week.
About, yeah, why don't you...
About, well, I was saying that instead of just talking to the children about addictions at school, mm-hmm. that they have someone that teaches them how to say no.
Right.
Because you feel peer pressured. I think we all do, even as adults.
Right.
Feel pressured when you go somewhere and there somebody's having a drink and they're like, well, are you having a drink? And you feel like you need to have one even if you're not interested.
Right, and the thing is, like, you could have two drinks and I could have two drinks, but it can have a different effect based yes. on genetics and that sort of thing. So, you know, and when they're young and then they keep drinking and then they wake up and all of a sudden they realize they're, you know, it's a genetic thing or they're mm-hmm. addicted. And that's what. But I do believe in hope in everybody. Is do we get Len on? Oh, no? Okay.
I also thought you might find this interesting is the women, when I worked for the Alcohol Addiction and Treatment Center, mm-hmm. they were, 3/4 of them or more, they were addicted to wine. They all drank wine.
Oh, yeah.
And they were also on depression medication.
Oh, wow.
So I think that there was across the board a similarity. And they also had issues from their past.
Right, right. So they were masking their problems.
Yes.
And then it makes them feel better for a little
yes.
bit. And then it, you know... So that's amazing. You worked there for 2.5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's good that they have a drug out there that can help.
Well, you wanted her.
Thank you for that info.
As I say, you wanted her, yes. you got her. Lynn's on the phone right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. So, Lynn, Lynn, this is Tracy. How you doing?
Hi, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry we went. I always go a little bit over. It's my fault, and I can't help it when we're on a serious topic. I want to thank you for coming on. And, Lynn, you are representing an organization called NOPE, N-O-P-E. Can you please tell us a little more about that? And I'm going to give the platform to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me today. It's mm-hmm. a pleasure to be here. Not a good subject or topic, but it is something that definitely needs to be spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
NOPE stands for Narcotics Overdose Prevention Education.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a chapter in Pinellas County as well as in Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hillsborough, we have been a chapter now for 12 years, and we do many things in the community. Number one is education is the best form of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so we go into schools, starting in 6th grade all the way through 12th. And we do a very powerful hour-long presentation,
mm-hmm.
which is basically stories from family members that have lost a loved one to a drug-related incident or overdose.
Mm-hmm.
We also give them a lot of education along the way because we do know that prevention starts with the education, again, like I said earlier. And we do a lot of things that are not statistic-based, although we do base all of our things on statistics, but it's powerful. The kids actually pay attention. They learn a lot. And one of the most powerful things that we tell them is about the Good Samaritan 911 Act.
Yes.
It's been an act now for several years, but most people don't know about it.
Mm, I didn't until you told me yesterday because, and go ahead, I don't want to interrupt, but I did not know about that until yesterday.
Right. So... The Good Samaritan 911 Act is something that we like the kids to know about because we lose so many teenagers as well as adults because they're overdosing. The people that are with them do not want to be held responsible or get in any trouble themselves, and they tend to leave that person.
Right.
In fact, we tell some very unfortunate stories in our presentation about kids that were left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the Good Samaritan 911 Act allows anyone that's with someone that's overdosing, whether they've used illicit drugs or illegal drugs or alcohol if they're minors,
mm-hmm.
That they can stay there with their friend, call 911,
mm-hmm.
and let their friend be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are not going to get in any trouble.
Right, and I think that is so important because that in itself could could save so many lives if they weren't so afraid. Or they think they're just sleeping, and they're not. They have to. I like the Good Samaritan Act. That's an amazing thing. But it's educating the children to know. And a lot of them don't talk anymore because they're afraid they're going to get jumped or they're going to be a, you know what I mean? I think a lot of fear in these kids opening up to just being a kid and experimenting.
In the nope, do you have them role play and how to say no and how to?
Well, we do teach them. You know, there's an old thing that we used to have back in the 80s when I was, you know, I was in school in the 70s and graduated in 1981, and it was called Just Say No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
and
that. Mm-hmm.
We were dealing with an entirely different time and age than we are now. Our children are exposed to things starting very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk to them about the signs of overdose, how to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, encourage them by letting them know that you can die by experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not scare tactics. We don't tell them to just say no. It's not that age group where they're not getting any peer pressure, right? They are getting peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them to be aware, know the consequences, understand the consequences go far beyond them and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction begins with children when they're around 12 years old, when they start utilizing drugs.
That's disturbing to me. It's frustrating, and then we're educating them in ninth grade, 10th grade, and that's my whole point of bringing you back on. Like, is there any way we can start educating them at a younger age, like fifth grade, even fifth grade?
Right.
Do you think?
Well, I personally, and not speaking for NOPA of Hillsborough, but personally, I would say that we need to start educating as soon as our children know how to walk.
Yeah.
They need to understand that there are substances they need to not touch. Just like we teach our children, don't cross the street without looking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch a hot stove.
Right.
We need children to understand that, you know, we want them to be mindful, careful, and alert at all times of any illicit drugs that might be around them and not to use them.
Right. It has to be A equals B. A equals B. Simple.
100%.
Yeah.
So I would say yes, I would love to see us be able to do it earlier right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are able, let's just say, to speak to sixth graders and beyond, and it is always up to the principals in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents have the opportunity to opt out if they don't believe their children are ready or they don't want their children to hear our presentation. It is very powerful, and we tell some stories about children dying.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents are just maybe not ready for their kids to hear it. But in reality, we know that education is prevention.
I watched the whole video last night for the hour, and I watched the entire thing. I've been to one. I actually went with my friend Laura, who connected us. She had lost her son, sadly, under the skyway. And so she became part of this program, and I went there to support her for her son. And Lynn, I watched it again last night. I thought it was a great program. So I want you to know I totally support NOPE. I just wish that we can go a little further. I think it's reality. They show pictures of these kids and these parents, and they play the 911 calls. It's the reality. But like she said, like my mom raised me, she associates pain. That's why I don't, you know, when you don't run in front of a car because then you know it can hurt you. And I like the program. I think it's great. I just wish we could get it in a little younger. And I think it's important to thank everybody that's volunteering for that, because most of them have had some sort of sacrifice to be there. But Lynn, go ahead. I'm sorry. So tell us more about that. But I did watch it, and it is an incredible program.
Yes, and thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. We truly know that every time we stand in front of a room of 25 to 200, 300 children,
mm-hmm.
we are changing lives. They
yes.
do hear what we're saying.
Yep.
And we know from the silence that they're listening. If you can imagine 200, let's just say seniors in
yep.
a room, right?
Yep.
They're paying attention. We see tears. We know we're moving them. We know that they have friends,
mm-hmm.
maybe even family members at home that are maybe taking drugs illicitly, or maybe they are addicted
mm-hmm.
and they're dealing with addiction in their home.
Right.
So our job, and I would love to see us do it earlier as well. But
mm-hmm.
our job is not to be the resources for them, but it's to just give them the awareness.
Right.
And then they do have support within the school. If they want to talk to someone, we always recommend that there are people here that you can talk to and be safe.
Right.
But yes, we do a lot within our program in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we do that's really amazing, and I want to bring this awareness, is that we have a Journey to Healing Heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a support group for people that have lost someone to any drug or alcohol-related incident.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer that to the community once a month. The next one will be October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Please check out our website, and I think you're going to give that information later.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you give it. If you don't mind, I want you to give it. You're also going to talk about the Candlelight Vigil on October 19th, right? You're going to let us know. Yeah, give us that information now, if you don't mind, and tell us a little more about it.
Sure. So one of the other things that we do for service to our community, and it will be October 19th, our doors will open at 6 p.m. for viewing of our memorial walls. They're very powerful. Sorry.
It even
gets me a little choked up talking about it.
I understand. But this show is dedicated to your daughter. And you will be talking about that in a little bit, but I understand, and you're brave to be here. And
I really want everyone to know that this is a powerful thing, that it, even if you have someone that is currently dealing with addiction,
mm-hmm.
It's a great place to come,
mm-hmm.
to hear some things you need to hear, to see some things you need to see. But it will be October 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Our presentation and Candlelight Vigil will begin at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that is located at Hillsborough High School.
Hillsborough High, that's right.
Right.
It's coming around the corner. So it sounds really nice in the program. Hopefully, this started back in 2003, right?
We started actually in 2011.
Oh, 2011, okay. Okay.
Right. So this is our 12th. I believe it's our 12th. We lose track.
Right.
But it's at 5000 Central Avenue, Tampa.
Okay.
That is Hillsborough High School. And we would love for anyone who has lost someone and would like their loved one to be memorialized on our wall,
mm-hmm.
or to go to our website,
mm-hmm.
which is NOPE, N-O-P-E,
mm-hmm.
Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Can you repeat that one more time, please? Do you mind?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's NOPE.
Mm-hmm.
N-O-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
Hillsborough.com.
Okay, and I just want to say that this is a very important organization, and I think hopefully more people will go out and volunteer and be more aware of people like yourself and your daughter Jamie and Brandon. What they've all gone through, but we're here for you. Their message is to break the code of silence to kids. One time can kill. Making a call to 911 or 211. All that's informative information that hopefully can save lives. And I just want to tell you how I appreciate you coming on, because like I said, you're very brave to come on. And I hope in some way this helps to help others, and our hearts are with you. And is there anything else you'd like to say that you would like to get out here, out to the public?
Well, absolutely. If we have a few moments.
Yes. Yep.
So I so appreciate you mentioning my daughter, Jamie,
yes.
Who I lost at the age of 23.
Mm-hmm.
That was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she became addicted in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea. When we found out, we did everything we could to try to save her. But addiction is a very, very sneaky disease.
Yep.
And it has tentacles that goes everywhere. When a person becomes addicted, it doesn't just affect them.
Right.
It affects every person that not only cares about them and loves them, but maybe works with them,
mm-hmm.
or goes to school with them. So addiction is a very, like I said, sneaky disease. And with the illicit drugs that are out there right now, when my daughter was going through addiction, we didn't have fentanyl running on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And fentanyl can kill immediately.
Yeah.
within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just want everyone to be aware that there's a stigma attached to addiction,
mm-hmm.
but it has no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
No walk of life. You could live on Park Street or a park bench.
I agree. That's why I want this message out there. Mm.
Yeah. So we really want to do everything that we can to inform parents, also to look for signs, things that I did not recognize back, well, it's been now 15, 16 years ago. And those signs are things that are just changes in your children that are unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Angst, sleeping weird hours. Those seem like normal teenage things.
I saw snoring, too. I was reading last night till 4 o'clock, even like a heavy different type of snoring. It can be, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but on top of the other behaviors, but snoring at a heavy level.
Yeah.
What's your take 100%. On Narcan?
So I can say that myself personally, I 100% support us having Narcan with all of our first responders.
Mm-hmm.
It saves lives. It also saves the lives of first responders who may accidentally be exposed to fentanyl.
Right.
Which just a touch can knock a elephant out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in very much support of it. I also know that if I were dealing with addiction in my life right now with a loved one, I would make sure that I had it personally in my house, in my car, in my purse.
Yeah. You can pick it up at you can pick it up at Walgreens now. I think it's $44. I don't know if insurance covers or not, but Narcan is available. If you have kids going off to college, it's probably good. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to have it in the house no matter what. I mean, do you guys agree? I mean, with Narcan, I didn't know much about it until like a couple of weeks ago. So I tell you what, will you come back on the show and talk to us about these events? As maybe I can have you come back on the next show, even prior to. We're really short for time right now. I feel so bad, Lynn, because I definitely want to play a song and give, you know, this show, like I said, is a tribute to your daughter. And I need to kind of cut it off. But do you mind coming back on and talking about the events that are coming up with NOPE?
I certainly would love to. Mm-hmm. And again, please, everyone, go to our website. And check out all the things that we do. That's nopehillsboro.com. And thank you for having me on today.
No, I appreciate it. And you know what? Can you be our liaison with NOPE? How about that? Throughout the school
100%.
Year. Let's just do that because I like to come. There's not enough time to talk about this topic on my 50 minutes that I have here, but I want you to be our liaison. And in the meantime, thank you for being brave. Our hearts are with you, and we're hopefully going to help resolve some of this problem that's happening to our children. It is time. Enough's enough. And we support you, and we support NOPE. And best wishes. But we'll be talking to you soon. And one more time, the website. One more time.
Sure. And very quickly, 10
mm-hmm.
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for dedicating the show to my daughter.
Yes.
For her, I want to dedicate it to everyone out there right now that is dealing with a child or a loved one that has addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Know that my heart is with you and that we are here for you.
Okay.
The website is NOPE, N-O-P-E,
mm-hmm.
Hillsboro.org. I'm sorry, .com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Lynn, I'll probably have you back on in 2 weeks. I'm not done with you yet. I feel really bad that we got to cut it. Can you come back in 2 weeks? I know you got a busy schedule. All right, and then we're going to be talking about some other stuff that you're doing as well. Okay, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Thank you so much for being brave, for coming on. Very, very touchy subject. So thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'll be talking to you soon. Okay, that's... you know, it's really a sad story, you know, but it's something we do need to address. I wanted to say this really quick. I'm going to be really short for time, but that was more important than anything to me. I was going to play a song by Blue October. Can we just play like 2 minutes of it on Fear?
All my life, been running from a pain in me. Feeling I don't understand. down. So rain on me, underwater. Today, I don't have to fall apart. I don't have to let the damage consume.
So I wanted to play that whole song. Blue October is going to be here on October 5th. And I just wanted to share his story, because that song, it's titled Fear. And it was him conquering a crippling alcohol addiction. He's been sober for 9 years. And fear was the reason why he did it. So he coped with alcohol, but he's definitely a great example. Google him, Blue October, listen to his songs. They have great lyrics in it. Hopefully it'll help you to lift your spirits and to get you on track. And listen, it's a lifelong addiction, but the truth is you got someone here that has conquered it, and for 9 years he's done well. Do you guys have any comments about anything so far? You guys okay? Okay, and I'm gonna, and his, October 5th he's coming, and I wanted to share more about that. We talked about Narcan. Now we're gonna have John. Is John on? Okay, John.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry to have you on hold today. We got in a topic, and I just wanted to let you know I am going to have you back on the show as well. We were going to play. Can we play just 30 seconds of the Bee Gees? Hey, John, thank you. And we are here. We're listening to John and
Lena is going to be. Like we did last week, we wanted to switch to a positive, healthy addiction.
Yep.
And this week we have John Campbell and Lena Mambella from Easy Dance, located in North Tampa.
Yep.
John, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful studio with us. Can you give our listeners some background on you and Lena?
Of course. So I'm originally from England. I moved to America 11 years ago and was working in a studio in Stamford, Connecticut. My wife's originally from Italy. She moved here 8 years ago, and we met at that studio. We moved down to Florida at the end of 2020, and we have recently become owners of the studio that we're working at.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Sound like you've had remarkable accolades in your field of work, of dancing. Can you, we were talking about addictions, and we were wondering if you can tell us the benefits of dancing as a positive and healthy addiction, maybe what you see with your current students in this aspect.
So dancing is a wonderful sport to do. It caters to people of all ages, all abilities, different levels of fitness. It's a very gradual process, going from basically walking to music to understanding your body better, and lots of wonderful things.
What styles of dance do you teach at your studio?
We teach ballroom and Latin. So we teach like the waltz, tango, foxtrot. We also do like salsa, bachata, merengue, cha-cha-cha, hustle, West Coast swing.
The hustle. I like the hustle.
If you're attending a wedding as a guest and you'd like to learn like basic steps to learn how to dance, like to top 40s music, would that be the hustle?
Hustle is a very versatile dance. You can dance it to a lot of like modern pop songs. You know, in the Tampa area, obviously we have a lot of Hispanic culture, so we do a lot of salsa as well, and bachata, merengue. We do all sorts.
Okay, and can you share with us what a typical dance lesson would be like?
When the student comes in, we take them onto the floor. We'll do one of the slower dances, first of all, just to kind of get the body moving, get rid of the stress of the day, get them in the mood ready for it. We then review what we did in the previous lesson. We tweak a few things, and then we finish the lesson by learning something new.
Okay. Okay.
I want to come in and learn the waltz, because I read, John, that there is no dance more stately, elegant, or more beautiful than the iconic waltz. And it's an easy, it's like four steps to the waltz. Is that correct?
To begin with, yes.
To begin with. There's a trick. That's a trick. Well, maybe Valerie and I can come in. Do you think we can come into your studio and then come back and then talk about the experience?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. We would love that.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to have to do. I feel bad. I'm going to have you back on. Do you think you can come back on in 2 weeks?
I would love that, definitely.
Okay. I'd like to have everybody come back on, because today's topic was about our children. And and I feel bad because it was a very important topic, and it's almost time to close my hour. But I definitely want to come on. In the meantime, you and I are going to go in there.
Okay.
Can we go in there?
Yeah. And John, can you share your phone number and your email, or how guests can get in touch with you?
Of course. Our phone number is 813-908-3340.
Can you repeat that?
Well, of course. That okay. is 813-908-3340.
That's great. Well, all right, you're going to be seeing us within the next 2 weeks.
Let's get our healthy addiction started.
Yeah, healthy
right.
addiction.
Get a That's groove right. on.
Thank you so much for coming on. We'll be seeing you in 2 weeks, and you'll be back on 2 weeks from now, okay?
I will look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I don't know. Be careful. What'd you say? Thank you, John. Thank you for waiting today. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
I know.
Have a good day. Okay, so Devin, I have probably about 2 minutes. So Devin's going to come back too. You've got some huge events. Devin is here. This is Devin Valley. Valley, this is Devin.
Hello, how are you?
So I have 6 minutes. I got about 2 minutes left. So thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And you'll come back, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us what you got going on that's cooking.
Okay, first I want to say something to Lynn, who I just was listening to. Yeah. I am the founder of Raising Relief Foundation, and we actually raise relief. We actually help other nonprofits in the community. So we help with all the social issues, suicide, addictions, fentanyl, domestic violence, animal cruelty, hunger, homelessness, veterans. So we actually raise money to help other nonprofits. So we want them to focus on what they do, and we help them fill in the gaps for their immediate needs. And the biggest thing that we do to fundraise is the, drum roll please, Denim in Diamonds. How it's been going on 6 years. Have you ladies heard of it?
Well, I've heard of it. I've been learning about it for you. What's the exact date of that?
It is November 4th. It is our first nighttime gala.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Sheraton Sand Key. And we still do have tickets, sponsorships, and tables left.
Okay.
And you can actually go to RaisingRelief.org.
Okay.
So 100% volunteer. All the money goes back in the community. So far in the 5 years that I've been having this foundation, we've raised $1.2 million to go out and help foundations like Lynn was talking about.
It's so needed.
It's so needed.
Yeah.
And the fentanyl and suicide is really weighing on my heart this year.
Yeah.
So we're really going to get even more involved, but we don't want to not help all the other social issues that we have, because it's just so important that we stay on top of it. And as a community, we're stronger together. So
that's
come
right.
out to Denim and Diamonds. It's November 4th at the Sheraton Sand Key. Get your tickets, your sponsorships, and your tables at RaisingReliefFoundation.org. And I look forward to seeing you ladies there, too.
Oh, we'll be there. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Thanks
and you'll
for
be coming
me.
Back. You'll be coming back. And Devin has a show right after.
I do.
So stay tuned to Tan Talk Radio, and you'll be listening to Devin.
And we're going to talk about, guess what? Denim and Diamonds today.
Denim and Diamonds. That's right. So thank you. Thank you. Is Renee on by chance? Okay, no. Because I called her. I wanted to get her on. 4 minutes, okay.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes, not enough time.
Okay.
Especially because you got that other thing you want to do.
I definitely want to do this. And so today's show is dedicated in memory of Janie Gaudet Church and Brandon Sun. And to all of my friends who have lost their loved ones, they all deserve a long life.
Their story will help others. Because they mattered.
Yep.
So much love for them and their families.
So what's the song, Matt?
And with that being said, we're going to close out with Michael Bublé and Sway. We will talk to you guys again on the
show. No.
Oh.
It's not Michael Bublé. That's not the song. No, the song will be. The song is by Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. It's very important. It's a new song, and that will be the song. That was for the easy dance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's,
we got mixed up.
Yeah, we did. All right. Yeah. Hang on. I know this is what happens with live radio and everything's going. Fly by the seat of our pants. All right. So
everybody matters. Those kids mattered. Their book's not unwritten.
So now with that being said, we can get the right song and hear it. Ed Sheeran's Eyes Closed.
Eyes Closed.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed.
It's important that everyone understands that Ed Sheeran lost a very close friend, and that's what the song's about. So I didn't mean to just close it there. You can pick it back up, but he lost a good friend, and he's dancing with his eyes closed to the memories of who he lost. And I think this is such a nice song for someone like Len, you know, and my friend.
I know. So now we're going to continue it with Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed.
Thank you.
I'm just moving so slow.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.